You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Right, we're going to be chatting to NSC in a few minutes, but I'm going to kick off with one of her previous songs that she sent to us a while ago. It's called Tattooed to My Heart, while we set up the studio for her. That is Tattooed to My Heart, and it's done by the tiny, tiny little NSC, who is sitting opposite me in the studio. Hello again, and welcome back to Zone Radio, NSC.
Hi, thanks for inviting me back. It's always great to be here in studio with you.
Did we invite you? I thought you invited yourself.
I think I invited myself.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, should I?
Tell all listeners, please.
It's lovely to have you. I mean, last time I think you spent about 3 hours here
with us chatting during load shedding.
Yes, chatting to the unicorn outside after the interview. So you were saying it's about a year since you were last here. I was just saying the time flies. It feels like two.
Yes, for me it feels like the other day I was stepping
oh,
into
really?
Studio.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can't believe how fast this year has gone by. But yeah, I think I was here around April 2023.
Okay, all right, so it's almost a year.
Mm.
Well, isn't it? Well, what have you been up to? I mean, that song that we've just played, I did announce it when we featured your new song, which I think was 2 weeks ago. I actually mentioned that had been chosen for a Netflix series. So tell me about that. That's really exciting for you.
Yeah, no, it was surreal. I thought it was fake, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
So last year, I was checking my Spotify for Artists playlist.
Yes.
So basically, it's where you can see like all the playlists your songs have been added onto.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually I get sad girl vibes or like in my feels. And then I saw Love is Blind Season 4 soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, this must be fake.
Yes.
And then I clicked the link. And it had the verified tick mark.
Okay.
And it said official playlist for Love is Blind Season 4. And I nearly fell over. I thought someone was playing a prank on me.
Okay.
I thought it was a mistake. It probably was a mistake, but no, let's not tell them.
No, I don't think it was.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely shocked. And I just have to commend Spotify. It's all thanks to them because... Okay. You know, they've given me the opportunity to be seen on a global scale and heard on a global scale. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, also, looking at my statistics, it's so weird. My top streaming country is USA, then it's followed by Germany, then it's followed by Italy, then it's followed by France.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and India, I think, fifth.
Okay.
And even now, like, it's been playlisted on – Hot Mess has been – playlisted on some of the biggest editorial international playlists.
Wow.
So I just really want to thank Spotify for also just helping me, you know, follow my dreams and giving me an opportunity to also, you know, be heard by, you know, people that I've never even seen before, different cultures. And you never thought, okay, that song would be relevant to that specific culture, but
yes.
It's so surreal because, yeah, music really is like one language, and
yeah.
People just
no, it is. It's universal, absolutely. Yeah. And where does South Africa fit on your list of?
So I'm a bit upset. South Africa's number 15.
No.
Yeah.
You see, we need to speak to our listeners here because
yeah.
We need to start supporting our local artists a lot more.
You know,
but anyway, I mean, because we don't want to lose you.
Yeah, I know. I have also been asked to go on a European tour in October.
Oh, that's
which would
awesome.
Be nice because also I've never seen Australia, I've never seen Sweden, I've never seen Germany and USA.
Okay.
And I feel like if they want me there, by all means, I'll be happy to go there. But obviously, I always love South Africa.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, every time I haven't done much traveling, but every time I have gone away, I've always been like, there's no place like home.
Absolutely,
so,
yes.
You know, guys,
yeah, come on, support your local artists.
No, but I mean, a lot of South Africans have been so great
yeah.
and also have been, I think, I don't know. It definitely is weird.
Yes.
But... Yeah, maybe it's because of the population group, but...
It could be, because we have quite a diverse nation here, let's face it. It is the rainbow nation after all. And I think the different nationalities have different tastes in music. So
exactly.
If we were all having the same taste of music, I'm guessing it would be a lot higher.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
And I also feel like also there's a lot of poverty and, you know, people who don't have access to a lot of streaming sites
yeah.
and things like that. So... That also could play a factor, but obviously I think the beautiful thing about South Africa is that there's different cultures and we are also like the hub of pioneering new sound like
uh-huh.
Amapiano and Gorm and things like that. So, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I have tough competition, but I take it, you know, as an honor and it makes me work harder as well. So.
Okay, but just remind us, how long have you been in the music industry now?
Okay, so I've been professionally, I mean... I would say for been taking it seriously for about like 3 years, yeah.
Okay, so look what you've achieved.
Yeah.
In that. I mean, there are artists out there who have been struggling for years to even get known on Spotify.
Mm.
So
I don't know how they found me.
No, I think a lot of it has got to do with the way the artist promotes herself or himself. Okay, so you're clearly doing quite a lot of promoting of your music, or am I wrong?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm not really much of an influencer as much as I would like to be. I mean, I can't really do the TikTok dancing and the viral trends. And that's not really me. I'm also like, I've always said that if I wasn't a musician, I wouldn't really have any social media. I would kind of, you know, there wouldn't be really much of a reason to. But obviously, for social media is beneficial in, you know, helping people hear your sound and, you know, creating a wider audience. And I've really thankful to have generated a very loyal community.
Mm.
It might not be the biggest, it might not be millions, but all those friends, also, you know, I have friends in the US, I have friends in UK, Russia, mm-hmm. India, and they also, just every time I release a song, they always support and they always stream it and they always like comment, like, we love it, even if it is the most terrible song. They're just such great friends. So I think I'm very grateful to have, you know, such a supportive community,
mm-hmm.
as well as a family that also just helps me and keeps inspiring me when things are tough, you know?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, but that can't be the reason that, the only reason Spotify noticed your song. I mean, I'm trying to dig here because, my understanding, I don't really understand how the Spotify thing works, but I mean, my understanding is you submit your song on Spotify
mm-hmm.
and it depends on the number of streams. So something in your music is attracting a huge audience. Something in your style of music is definitely attracting them. So you've got to take some kudos here. You have to.
Thank you. I mean, it is hard to take a compliment. But I think I've also worked really hard. Well, the great thing about Tattoo landing on Love is Blind gave me the whole opportunity of kind of learning more how to pitch correctly
mm-hmm.
to Apple and to Spotify and to kind of focus majority on that.
Mm.
Because if your streams are good,
mm.
then, you know, USA radio and New York and London and, you know, all the big
mm.
TV channels there are going to know you from looking at the charts and the streams. And
absolutely.
Then they'll play your songs.
Yes.
So instead of me trying to like pitch to one specific radio station and wasting so much time.
Mm.
And, you know, every radio station also has a different vibe.
Mm.
So you might have created this whole long thesis explaining why they should playlist you and,
yeah.
you know, wasting your time and energy on someone that just, quite frankly, is not really interested in
and not going to get your music at
exactly.
all. Yes. Yeah.
So I, you know, while I was studying business studies and also starting up another like skincare brand,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, was doing that in my spare time because also like I changed teams and I changed producers, which was also a big, big, big adjustment
mm-hmm.
and probably why also, you know, Hot Mess took a while to release. But mm. I also wanted to do it correctly
mm.
because before I just winged it. I was just like, okay,
okay.
You know, you know, you have to really treat it like a proper step-by-step formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I hope to show people is that if I can get onto these playlists, anyone can if they do it correctly. And
mm.
obviously your song has to be good,
mm.
but it's not impossible. And
no.
I think what was great about this song is also there was no expectation for this song. No one really, I personally liked it. I thought it was a cheeky song, but you know, we have another really, really strong song coming in about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that song has always been compared to this song. And that song has always been like, oh, this is like a James Bond song. This is the song that's going to
okay.
put you on the map.
All right.
And so what it was also really nice because on release day, I was just like, there was no pressure. No
mm.
one expected it to like chart mm. or be playlisted. And what was amazing is somehow people just resonated with
mm.
it. And yeah, it's been mind-blowing.
What fascinates me is that you were surprised by this. Did no one have to ask your permission first to add it to the playlist?
No. So basically, I got an email from the head of Spotify Africa.
Yes.
And he said, hi, Anasi, please send me some promo photos regarding Hot Mess.
Okay.
And I already had, when you pitched to Spotify, you already like I submitted a Dropbox folder
mm, mm.
with all the my links and I gave, you know, my press release and
mm.
press release and artist bio, and there were a few pictures, but I sent him some more.
Mm-hmm.
And and he said, okay, great, thank you. So I didn't really know what it was, but I thought, okay, maybe there's a possibility of me landing on Spotify South Africa new music, just
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm.
And yeah. It was amazing. I woke up that day and I didn't even really want to log into Spotify or Apple. And then my friend...
Talking to the mic.
Sorry. Sorry. And then my friend, he shared me a link. He said, just check this out. And then I saw Spotify New Music South Africa, and I saw like I was like number 10 or something, and obviously I'm competing against Amapiano and things like that. And then I got another message from my agent, and she said, look, you're on the Apple New Music playlist. And I thought, okay, that's great. Like, so that I was already ecstatic. I was like, okay, this Hot Mess has already achieved all that it needs to achieve. And then I got another email from the head of Spotify, and he said, please click this link and share it.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, what is this? Maybe another link to the New Music South Africa. And then it was my big face when I clicked on the cover of New Pop. And it's basically you going against my role model. So like you have Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, you have Sabrina Carpenter, like Drake, you have all these incredible international artists, and I'm number one. Wow. And I nearly, I just cried. My friends thought I was going to have a heart attack because, yeah, it was insane. And then obviously that was probably the highlight. And then, so yeah, not only was my song number one, but they made me the cover of the entire playlist.
That's incredible.
Which is crazy. And it's an international playlist as well. So yeah, just to get that international recognition. And then obviously, then I logged onto Spotify for Artists and saw all the, and it mentions you, like you get a million other playlists, and then obviously it tells you your editorial playlists. And yeah, so far there was like 20.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, New Music India, New Music US, Pop and Fresh. And yeah, it's just insane.
It's so amazing. Well done.
It's really been... Yeah, I'm just really grateful. I don't know how it happened. To be honest, I'm just,
Because you are a talented young lady who makes incredible music, and you have the most unique voice. You truly do. And I think that's got a lot to do with it. I really do. And you write good songs. You really do.
Thank you.
So
thank
while you. We're talking about songs now, tell us what Hot Mess is all about, because I understand that it's quite an emotional song for you.
Yes. So Hot Mess was written at quite a low point in my life. And basically, it's just an exploration of self-discovery and learning just to embrace yourself, your authentic self, and owning your flaws and imperfections and not being ashamed of that, and also using that to your advantage, because most people try, you know, pretend to be this facade, and people actually tend to love the imperfections rather than the perfections. And to strive for perfection is just to strive for failure. So basically it's just owning, you know, your imperfections, working on them. And also it's got a bit of rebellion in a sense of not conforming to society's expectations of you, and also other people's opinions. And that's something, as a people pleaser, I've always been prone to. And I've always cared way too much what other people think of me.
Yeah.
And they probably weren't even thinking those things, but I'll just, you know, my imagination, I'm an overthinker, so, and also I'm my worst critic. So at this stage, it was a very turbulent time, and I just felt like the whole world was against me. I thought I was making all the wrong choices. You know, I'd moved out of a town that I'd been working in for 4 years. I changed career paths as well, and I've gone through a breakup. I've lost two, you know, a brother who was very close to me, and then also a best friend in like the span of a month. And so there was just a lot going on. And also in this time, what was amazing is I got to realize who the true people in my life were, because I think also in the entertainment industry, a lot of people will just be there when you're thriving and flourishing, and not many will be there when you're low and you know,
superficial,
struggling. So yeah, I got to experience like real authentic love, not just in a relationship, but in friends. And I think I found some true friendships that helped me believe in myself.
I have to correct you there. Yeah. It is because of your self-discovery and you finding and accepting yourself for who you are and learning to love who you are.
Yeah.
That you found that love. It's not anybody else giving you that love. It's you giving yourself that love.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still working on it, to be honest. But, you know, I owe a lot to them as well. And, you know, to have a very supportive family, and to have now some really great friends that don't really care if I'm famous. You know, because for me, fame is not the end-all be-all. I'm not doing it for fame. I'm doing it because I love creating music. Mm-hmm. I love performing, and I love connecting with people, and if people can resonate with my songs and provide them some comfort or empower them in some kind of way and make them feel less alone. Mm. That for me is what I want to achieve as an artist.
Sure.
And yeah, so basically
they also earn a living from it.
Exactly. Yes. So what is nice also is like there's so many ways as well, like syncing, lines to syncing your songs for syncing, right? Mm, which can allow TV to, I didn't know this last year. So you can register your songs and then basically television can use them, commercials can use them, podcasts can use them, and obviously they have to pay
royalties.
Yeah, well, you get a brief, and not only will you get the royalties, because I don't know if you heard of Stranger Things, this Netflix series, Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Yes, so she got a hit all over again.
Yeah, so she, again, so those royalties, and not only that, the TV series had to pay her. Because obviously when you ask for permission, she's got to, you know, say, okay, you pay me $500,000 dollars. Probably it was probably a lot more than $500,000. I mean, it was like the theme song. And obviously it went viral on TikTok. And then obviously that increased the streamings on Spotify. So Kate Bush was like thriving. She was like, yeah. And, yeah, it happened again also with Murder on the Dance Floor. It was in this movie Saltburn, right? And it also just went viral. And I think it went number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2002. Mm-hmm. And now she's back on tour. She's thriving. She's like, hey, guys, thanks for streaming my music. So, yeah, that's what's so great about this new age of, you know, music is that obviously it's also cutting out, you know, the time limit on a successful song, if you want to put it that way.
Yes.
Because you never know. Yeah. Maybe it might, your song might not blow out immediately, but maybe, who knows? Maybe. 5 years down the line, 10 years, 80 years down the line, you could have a hit.
Yeah.
So.
And hopefully he's still young enough to enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully. Not like a Van Gogh vibe or something.
You mentioned losing a brother. Did he pass away?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, this was in 2021, early 2021. Okay. Yeah.
It's not Ben, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He's still thriving.
Okay.
He wasn't a blood relative, but basically his mom died when he was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he had no other family, and he was basically my brother's best friend.
Okay.
And then so we didn't like officially adopt him because we also felt that was, you can't take his mother's place.
Mm.
But we said, listen, we'll look after you. We'll teach you to ride. We got, you know, we'll be your family. We basically were already his family. So he lived with us for a good time.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately.
Sadly passed away. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then another varsity friend of mine also just passed away like immediately, like a month after that. So it was just,
isn't it funny how life works sometimes?
So
you channeled all of this grief and emotion into an incredible song. I must say, I absolutely love Hot Mess. It's a fabulous track. It really is.
I was worried people weren't really going to resonate with the song or get the vibe.
Because, well, I got it.
Okay. I'm so glad because it is quite, I wanted to do something quite different from my previous work, something more edgy, experimental, a little bit more cheeky, so maybe controversial.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't kind of like to put myself in one specific genre. So this was a good, test to kind of step out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fun song to perform live, and I personally love it.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, there was no one thought, it's like the dark horse, we no one thought it was gonna do well.
I didn't even think
it was gonna do well. So
and there you were, pleasantly surprised.
It just shows you don't know.
No, you don't.
You don't know if your song is going to be a success or not. So also, like, to think, oh, I've just written the biggest hit, I don't like to say that, because what if you do think you've written the biggest hit and then you release it and then no one likes it.
Exactly.
So I think it's great to also just try, put no expectation on your song.
Manage those expectations.
Yeah, because I've really, this release has been so stress-free, because I've just been like, okay, I know I've heard all the criticism for it. You know, the team was like, okay, it's a bit maybe too edgy, maybe it's a bit more avant-garde. And I don't know, it's been on the pop chart, which is the most commercial chart. I mean, it is on some indie charts as well, but it's mainly on Spotify, like pop charts.
Well, there we go. It's resonating with a whole whole different generation, basically, I suppose, and different age groups, I guess, because, I mean, people from my age, which I won't disclose, and much younger, all listen to pop. So, yeah, so it's resonating with a lot of people. And I think you've done incredibly well, and well done.
Thank you so much.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you. Well, it's all thanks to you as well for just always just supporting my music and helping me.
We've had nothing to do with it. We will play it for you with pleasure.
You guys have been playing my music like from day one, since my old tracks. Well, you know, I still cringe sometimes when I hear them. I'm like, oh, goodness. Did I record that? But I'm proud of those songs as well.
I'm trying to remember the one song. I know I played it, one of yours, a little while ago on the show, on the SN Indie Music Zone. And the number of people that asked me about that song and requested it after that.
Really?
And I'm trying to remember which one it was. It was one of your...
Sweet Lullaby?
No, it wasn't that one.
Turned Away?
It was
Treble in Trouble.
Treble.
Everyone loves Treble in Trouble. Everyone. That song has so much expectation on that song as well. And that I wrote that. Yeah, that was one of the first songs I ever wrote.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't even make sense, Treble in Trouble. I mean, there is an inside joke between the thing. But people love that song. And it also did so well on radio. And yeah, you know, even my friends, they'll say, yeah, I like Hot Mess, but Treble in Trouble is still my favorite. You're like, okay.
Well, if I can take anything away from this interview, it is to, like you were saying, be authentic, be yourself.
Mm.
Write what you enjoy writing
and
is going to resonate with someone. Don't write what you think people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm taking out of this interview, and I hope you have as
No, it's so true, because even before releasing this, I had met with a producer, and he's won like Sarmas and things like that. And I was having a songwriting session. Well, not a songwriting session. He made a beat for me, and he said, like, if you have lyrics, you know, we can come work at it in studio. So I went to him, and basically I pitched him my song, and he said, basically, if you want a commercial song, you got to keep it like simple and generic and repetition. For me, I kind of left thinking like, oh, what's the point in writing a song? Because I like to tell stories. I like to kind of connect with people. Mm. And if I don't really want to say nothing and just be like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can write a good pop song and be like, look at me. I'm dancing in the club, turning up. You know, it's very easy to do that. But I don't know. There's something in me that just likes to create something more meaningful. And I think... Every single one of my songs comes from a place of authenticity. And what's been amazing also, and what I think Hot Mess has shown, is that story is important.
Mm, absolutely.
And even if you look at the old songs, getting back on the Billboard Hot 100, they have a story. People relate to them.
Mm.
So don't be shy to stray away from topics. Because also, life is... You know, I think also on social media, everyone wants to create this perfect image and highlight reel. Mm. And no one wants to show, you know, struggling through, you know, hard times. And everyone just wants to pretend that we're okay. But, you know, life is difficult. And especially going through pandemic. And, you know, there's so many ups and downs. And I think, yeah, to not be shy to also say, I need help, or I'm struggling, and things like that. And also that's something that I've also learned to do, you know, because I've also been like, okay, don't show emotion, don't tell people you're struggling or something like that, don't be a burden. But I think the people who love you will stand by you regardless. And yeah, I would highly recommend, you know, to surround yourself with like a really good support system. You know,
and Richard Marx said it beautifully in one of his songs. He said, nobody ever hears a silent scream. So you do. You need to ask for help. People need to. But I mean, I don't think you need a lot of help right now. Can you believe we're out of time? I can't believe how quickly this is going.
Sorry, I yap too much.
No, it's fun. I love chatting to you. I don't even have to think about questions. So what's on the cards for you? You've got a tour coming up in October.
Yes. I'm performing at the Waterfront next week, but that's with a different band.
Okay.
And then I've got a TV performance.
Where at the Waterfront?
At the Amphitheatre.
Oh, okay. So people don't even need to buy tickets.
No.
Okay. They just pitch up and hear you. Yes. There you go, folks. When is it?
It's next week. Wednesday. Yes.
Okay.
And then I've got a TV performance on Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
which will also be fun. So, yeah, we've been doing a lot of band rehearsals.
Okay.
And then I hopefully will be releasing my next single, which is the one everyone has high hopes for, but I don't want to put any expectation on it. You know, I kind of want to keep the strategy. It is everyone's favorite, my family's favorite, my team's mm-hmm. favorite. So I hope it does well.
Okay. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that song, and I feel that also has just, yeah, helped me evolve as an artist, and it really is, you know, evident of my musicality.
And when are you going to be releasing that?
So that's going to come at the end of May, hopefully.
Okay, good.
So we are in the midst of pitching it to Spotify, so we also just want to make sure we do that right. Mm-hmm. And the promo is really beautiful. We've got a really great music video as well on the way. Mm-hmm. And the I've worked with like amazing makeup artist and photographer and stylist, and yeah, it's just, I'm really proud of that song. And I'm really excited to finally share it as well, because it's been a long time coming.
Okay.
And great. Yeah, hopefully, I'm also have been asked by a Swedish manager of a band called Sequence, and they have asked me to be on their album. Mm-hmm. So I'm also in negotiation with that at the moment with them.
There's so much happening for you. Yeah, that's so amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's been overwhelming because suddenly, like, my Instagram, I'm getting messages from LA producers and people like that wanting to send me beats, and so it's a bit crazy. I mean, the future, obviously, also, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So I'm just grateful and just trying to stay grounded.
Yeah.
Try to keep take it one day at a time. And yeah, I also, I'm really grateful for Jürgen and Fred and Tim, who are my producer, mixers, and masterers mm-hmm. at Sunset Studios. And we're working on, a proper album.
Okay.
So hopefully that will also be
Will that be your debut album?
My debut album.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, we've got a lot of material. And, yeah, I'm very excited to also just focus more on, touring and seeing also, Germany and Australia and places I've never been to, and connecting with, you know, also friends that I've made over Instagram, but I've never seen them in person.
Mm.
So I think that's a beautiful thing about music as well, is it can bring you to these amazing places and people, and you find friendships in them, and you're able to bond over similar topics and themes.
That's amazing. All right. Well, Anasi, I have to cut you short now.
Sorry.
Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
Absolutely wonderful to chat to you. And I just really hope that things just snowball for you, and they go, and it just gets better and better for you.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you never forget Zone Radio.
No, I'll never forget Zone Radio. How can I ever forget? My mom lives down the road. So,
okay, so you're
her favorite. You're her favorite radio station.
That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, no. And no, I think you guys are fantastic. So no, I'll never forget you guys.
All right. Well, all the very, very best. I know it's going to be a wonderful year for you.
Thank you.
I can hear it.
Thank you. And I hope so for you as well.
Thank you so much. And we are going to play Hot Mess, which is what we've been talking about. And looking forward to hearing your new one when it comes out in May.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy that tour. Enjoy the special rewards that you are getting from your wonderful career.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Anasi. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm a hot mess. I try my best and always fail. I'm a cautionary tale. I love living alone. I'm protective of my soul. Never do what I'm told. But you don't seem two-faced. All these rumors you refuse to run away. Instead you look me in the eyes, and you stay, and you say, I love the way you make me speak when you hold me close. Ecstasy fingers running through my head. I can't breathe in my blood like you know. You see, it's been your hot mess that I can't deny. But you my ride or die. Get in the car, let's drive. Never know if you never try. I'm
Fingers running through my head, I can't breathe in my blood like Hennessy. And to them, you're a hot mess that I won't deny. But to me, you're a